Rudy in the morning.
The coffee is on.
WSJM.
Now, on with the show.
8:13 on the Moody in the Morning Show, and it's time for Monday Morning Money Talk from United Federal Credit Union. And in the house with us this morning, by way of the phone, is Cameron Morris, Director of Mortgage Sales for United Federal Credit Union. Good morning, Cameron.
Hey, good morning, Pat.
All righty. So we have this morning a smart home concept is what you want to talk about, as I understand.
Yeah. Just talking about what's kind of in the market right now, what we're seeing, some of the things that I've used personally myself and gotten a benefit from.
Okay.
Some really cool gadgets and things out there right now for people to use and utilize to help drive down costs and save them some money.
All righty. So you're talking about all this new technology where you can just, hey, Alexa and stuff like that, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, it even goes a little bit further than that. You know, Alexa is really hinging on artificial intelligence, which is something I didn't think that we were going to see really for a little while yet, but we're there.
All right.
That's a good point. Alexa and integration into some of the different devices that we use on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
There was a few of them that I wanted to just kind of touch on. And one was a smart thermostat, the Ecobee.
Okay.
And then also a smart Whirlpool laundry set, both of which I actually own currently and have been utilizing, you know, for probably at least the past year.
Okay.
Or so, and really gotten some benefit. So just to kind of start off with the Ecobee, I believe it was actually something that was created by AEP, I&M,
okay.
Electric. And so the thought process behind it is, you know, you have this smart thermostat, but they take it a step further. I've used both the Nest and the Ecobee, and I would say that the Ecobee actually takes it a step further than the Nest. The Nest was great. It saved me a lot of money, especially during the winter months, you know, shutting down the furnace when we weren't there. It has auto away settings. The Ecobee has temperature gauges, and you can set them in specific rooms. They are motion activated so that as you enter a room, you can have predetermined sets on each of those rooms for level of comfort, you know, and go really above and beyond what comfort means anymore. You know, we have ours set up so that it will kind of not track us, but see us in the different rooms that we operate in. And so one of them is our living room,
mm-hmm.
you know, and so it'll reset the temperature based on where you are in the home. You know, no cameras, no anything like that. Obviously, those are things that are also available. But from a saving money perspective, since we implemented the Ecobee versus the regular type of thermostat, you know, where you just kind of, you set your temperature range and you go. There's not really a lot of resetting that you have to do or anything of that nature. But this one is kind of smart and it learns with you, you know, as the different, we'll call them hotspots in your home, as well as the times that are really needed for when you're going to be home.
Okay, very good.
And so, I mean, over the past 3 months, you know, we've had some pretty cold weather.
Yes, we have.
Recently. And over average, you know, we've probably saved about $40 a month on our gas bill just from switching over to this Ecobee. So it's obviously a smart thermostat. You can pull it up on your phone. You have the ability to set it away from home anywhere as long as you're connected to a data network,
mm-hmm.
Wi-Fi enabled, you know, things of that nature. So
that's
very good cost savings there.
Yeah. Well, that's the beauty of these new devices is that you can control lots of things from a distance.
Yeah, and that's kind of a perfect segue into the washer and dryer that, you know, and you're like, well, how does that work? You know, how is a smart washer and dryer going to help me out?
Mm-hmm.
Well, for us, it helps us out a lot. So there's different ways that you can utilize the smart washer on your phone. Also comes with an app. And so the thing that really kind of hits home with this one is it's more of a time savings than anything else. And so you can spend your time doing other things. And so traditionally, you know, with the washer, you have to be home, you have to start the washer. Sometimes you could start a load, you know, and then come back later. But if you leave it too long, you know, sometimes you got to rewash the clothes, depending on what type of water you have, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
So what this does is it kind of takes the guesswork out of it for you. You can set it right from your phone. All you have to do is load the detergent and the clothes. And you can set it to delay for a certain period of time. You can actually start it from your phone if you forgot. It also has diagnostics that it will run on a regular basis and tell you if there's something wrong or if there's something that you need to, you know, check. Here recently, it told us that we needed to, you know, check the airflow for the dryer duct outside.
Yeah.
And good thing I did, because there was a lot of lint buildup. And so, but that's the point. Is it's saving you time, it's saving you money, it's saving you a potential insurance claim.
Yeah.
You know, with the dryer duct that probably saved us, you know, down the road. And just overall, you know, having the ability to do these types of things and utilize this technology is what's going to save or help people save money.
Well, it really is remarkable, the technology outpacing even the savviest among us, seemingly. But the good news is there are lots and lots of opportunities to learn about these things and bring them into your life and make things a lot easier, more efficient. And, you know, then in many cases, they'll end up paying for themselves because the amount of energy that you save and everything else can be pretty darn remarkable. You know, by way of example, the washer, as you say, you could have it, you know, trigger so that it just finishes up the process about the time you walk in the front door, so you can transfer things immediately from the washer to the dryer and off you go.
Exactly. You know, it saves you an hour or so, you know, at night after you come home, you know, long day at work, you come home, you put it right into the dryer, and then you're putting that set away, you know, potentially 1 to 2 hours sooner than what you would have. And then you have some time to maybe relax or, you know, go visit with some friends, you know, whatever. It gives you time back.
Yes, indeed.
Is the point.
We could all use a little time back. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Cameron Morris, Director of Mortgage Sales from United Federal Credit Union this morning with some excellent ideas on getting smarter about smart homes all the time right here in Michigan's Great Southwest. Cam, thank you much. Have yourself a great day, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Pat.
All right, see you.